From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Macworld is Mecca for Apple computer fans. The annual convention in San Francisco takes place in a couple of weeks. Missing, though, will be Apple leader Steve Jobs. He will not give his usually highly anticipated keynote speech, and that has led not only to a drop in Apple's stock price, but also to lots of questions about the future of Steve Jobs, of Apple, and of the Macworld convention itself. Adam Lissagor is an Apple enthusiast, and he's an iPhone application developer, and he will be attending Macworld. And Adam, Macworld is usually where new products, the iPhone, for example, new products are unveiled. And I'm just wondering, you know, Steve Jobs usually gives the razzle-dazzle speech unveiling these new products. Without him there, do you and other Apple enthusiasts expect that no big news will be made at the convention this year?
I think that's the expectation. And when the iPhone was announced a couple of years ago, it was a good chance that the rumor mill was correct in that instance. And then it was almost explosive when Steve Jobs announced it. And I was up there that year, and it was really kind of just an incredible event to be near. But the expectation is that because the rumor mill hasn't been buzzing as much as it would be, that there's not really much to expect insofar as product announcements.
So does this portend sort of the end of Macworld? Because Apple has also said that this is the last year the company will attend Macworld.
Macworld is always something to look forward to. You know, relatives will ask the Apple nerd in the family, what's coming at Macworld this year? Should I hold off, you know, on buying the new iPod or something? Is it the end of Macworld? I don't know. I mean, Macworld is also, besides being the place where Steve Jobs gets up on a stage and announces where the company is going, it's also just a good place for people involved in the trade of products surrounding Apple. It's a place for that community to get together and meet up with each other, have fun, sort of nerd out.
Well, nerd out with me for a minute, if you would, and tell me a little bit about this new iPhone application you're creating and sharing at Macworld.
You're familiar with the microblogging service, Twitter.
Yeah, so Twitter is a really short way of communicating. It's kind of like instant messaging.
That's right. Twitter can be used in a lot of different ways. Twitter can be used to just, you know, sort of post your status update. I'm going to the store, and if you want a lot of people to know that you're going to the store, you can use it that way. A lot of people have actually decided that to use it as more of a blogging platform, more of a creative writing tool, in order to come up with something that's maybe even potentially entertaining. I'm not saying really entertaining, but, you know, entertaining within the context of 140 characters on an internet site. And for these people, there's some thought process that goes on behind the act of writing. And so this is a tool basically to help capture those thoughts that you might have that might be worth publishing for a lot of people to read.
And it's something you can do on your iPhone.
Yeah, it's called Birdhouse, so it kind of fits within the whole the motif of birds and Twitter.
We've been talking about Macworld. It takes place the first week in January in San Francisco with Adam Lissagor. He's developing an iPhone application for Twitter called Birdhouse. He also has a podcast called You Look Nice Today, probably the nicest name of a podcast I've ever heard. Adam, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Madeline.